My name is Logan. I am 16 years old. Today is November 26th, 2018, and I am speaking with Michelle, who is my mother. We're recording this in Westland, Oregon. So, Mom, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Tigard, Oregon, and I went to Tigard High School, as well as your dad.
What were you like as a kid?
Let's see. What was I like? Oh, gosh. I really liked to do art. I liked to draw a lot. I was really into drawing, and I liked to play outside, big into riding my bike, and big into playing in the woods. We had a big field and a wooded area next to our house, and we used to go outside and play in that field and the wooded area for hours.
Right, and then you had a sibling, correct?
I do. I have one sibling, a younger sibling. Her name's Peggy, and she's 3 years younger.
Right. Do you have any standout memories or stories that happened with your younger sibling?
Oh, gosh. I just remember that we used to fight a lot when we were both in high school. We fought a lot over clothes and makeup.
Well, that makes sense. Me and my brother fight a lot, too. So.
Yeah. Oh, and I do remember that I was kind of mean to her, and I would not give her and her friends rides very often.
That's a good idea, actually. Speaking of rides, who taught you to drive?
Well, my mother ended up teaching me to drive. My dad started out teaching me, and I fired him. And then my mom taught me how to drive.
And did you ever take driver's ed?
I did not take driver's ed, no. I only had my mom teach me how to drive before I took the driver's test.
So off that subject, what was your first car?
Oh, my first car was a lovely Pinto, Ford Pinto station wagon. It was silver. We called it the Silver Bullet.
Did you ever get any accidents in the old Silver Bullet?
I did not get any accidents in my car.
How long did you have the Silver Bullet for?
Oh, gosh. Well, it was a family car for probably 10 years before I inherited it as my first car. And I probably drove that for 3 years.
And did your sister get a car that you were jealous of?
Not necessarily jealous. I don't think she ever drove the Pinto. I think that she ended up getting a Honda CR-V, and that's what she drove. And then we both sometimes drove the Ford Bronco that we had.
And did you drive the cars to high school usually?
I did, yeah. Tigard High School had a really big parking lot, so it wasn't an issue when you didn't need a permit to drive to high school.
Oh, seriously?
Yes, correct. No permit. Parking was free. Big lot.
I wish Westland had a bigger lot.
Yes, that would be nice.
Speaking of high school, what were some of your favorite subjects while you were attending high school?
Oh, gosh. I really enjoyed math, and believe it or not, I liked science.
Science. Any specific science, like biology, or were you more in the chemistry side?
No, it was the biology class. It was AP Bio, and we had dissected and skinned and dissected a cat.
Oh, that's kind of a lot for a class, I'd say. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it didn't happen all in one class. It happened over the course of a year, but it was definitely an interesting class. I thought it was cool. We also dissected a frog, but when you put the electrodes on it, its heart would beat.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah, I know, but it was interesting.
And so what were your least favorite classes throughout high school?
Speech. I did not like my speech class because my speech teacher was my aunt, and she was hypercritical.
Seriously?
Correct.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
But you met my dad when you were in high school, didn't you?
No, dad and I...
You attended the same high school.
We did. We both went to Tigard High School, but it was even larger than Westland High School. So at the time we went to high school, there were 4 grades. So it's freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior all at the high school together.
Mm-hmm.
And the classes were about 500 people each.
Right.
So those are really big classes. I think Westland's around that same size, maybe a little bit smaller. But he was in the grade above me, and I knew of him, but I didn't know him. And I knew his younger sister. She was a grade below me.
Mm-hmm. And so, after high school, you went off into college, and what college did you attend?
I went to the University of Oregon.
And what did you major in?
I have a BS in economics.
And what did you minor in?
I did not do a minor.
Oh, okay. So, you graduated from college, and when did you meet your husband or my dad?
We met right after college. We both had graduated in 94, and we met at a mutual friend from high school. He had a party, and we just ended up being at the party together, met and dated for a while, and that's kind of the history of it.
And what was your proposal like? What was his proposal to you like?
It was nice. We went down to Cannon Beach for the day, and we were just walking on the beach, and we'd had lunch, and he got down on one knee and proposed.
That's nice. Yeah. So fast forward some time, and you guys had me. And what was I like as a little kid?
Oh, geez. When you were little, you did not nap at all until you were one. You were very curious. You were super active. You liked Thomas the Train a lot.
I have vague memories of liking
Thomas. Oh, my goodness. You really liked Thomas the Train. Anything that... The TV show, the trains, you were really into Thomas the Train. You did like being outside a lot, and you were just really active.
Now, I think I've heard a story of me getting very offended at my uncle for trying to sing a Thomas the Tank Engine song. Is this true?
Yes. Your uncle Mark tried to sing one of the Thomas the Train songs, and you were very offended and got upset with him, and you told him it was your song, and that he wasn't allowed to sing it.
Are there any other standout memories from when I was a kid or any other funny stories?
I'm sure there are. I'm not thinking of anything off the top of my head.
All right. So what was my brother like in contrast to me as a child?
Let's see. Well, he napped, which was great before he was one. But other than that, he was active as well. He was silly. He was just a silly kid. As you're aware, he's still a silly kid.
Mm-hmm.
He liked art stuff a lot. He really liked to do artwork. So that was his big thing.
Yeah. And is there... Oh, go ahead, sorry.
No, I was going to say, you two played a lot together. I mean, you're only 2 years apart in age. So when you were younger, it was nice because you did a lot of things together.
Mm-hmm.
So you all kind of had a built-in playmate for your younger years.
Do you have any standout stories or memories about Declan when he was a kid?
Let's see... I do remember with him that the one thing that does stand out is when he was finished eating and when he was in his high chair, when he was really little, when he was finished eating, he'd throw his one foot up on the table of the high chair, and I knew he was done eating.
How long did this last for?
Oh, I don't know how long it lasted, but as long as he was in the high chair and young, I don't know, maybe a year worth of time? Yeah.
Yeah. Did he like Thomas the Tank Engine as much as I did?
No, he didn't. He wasn't really that into Thomas the Tank Engine. I think you both liked Baby Einstein a lot. You used to sit and watch those Baby Einstein videos. And you used to call, I remember you used to call the remote a gamote.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was either you or your brother, and it might have been your brother who used to tell me that, you were trying to tell me you wanted avocado, and you just used to could tell me, you could just say taco over and over again. And I finally figured out that taco meant avocado. So those are some things I remember that were kind of funny.
Sounds a little more like Declan than me, if I'm being honest.
Might be. I think it was your brother. I think you were big into the gamote.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. That...